Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. January the 24th. Fulfilling the conditions.
This week, Derek's teaching focuses on how the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, continually cleanses us from all sin. Today he looks at the conditions it's vital we meet to receive this cleansing ourselves. Let's look more closely at the statement about the blood that is found in 1 John 1, verse 7. But if we walk in the light, as he, Jesus, is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. We've already seen how these three elements are interrelated and bound together in the Word of God: walking in the light, fellowship with one another, and the cleansing of the blood. Scores of people claim the cleansing and protection of the blood, but do not meet the conditions that entitle them to receive it. Cleansing by the blood of Jesus Christ is a consequence that follows from something that is preceded by an if. It's a conditional statement, contingent on our fulfilling a premise. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light. Then two results follow. Not one, but two. The cleansing of the blood is the second result. The first result is that we have fellowship with one another. Logically, if we're not in fellowship with one another, it's proof that we are not walking in the light. If we're not walking in the light, it logically follows that we can't claim the cleansing of the blood of Jesus. So we come to this conclusion. If we're out of fellowship, we are out of the light. If we're out of the light, the blood no longer cleanses us. The blood of Jesus cleanses us only in the light. This is one of the most important principles that we can understand. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I proclaim my wholehearted intention to walk in the light, as Jesus is in the light, and to enter fully into fellowship and cleansing from sin. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, continually cleanses me from all sin. Amen. Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.